This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Well, if 50-degree weather in February doesn't have you ready for the spring, then maybe a little bit of baseball will.
The Red Sox officially opened spring training on Sunday when pitchers and catchers reported for the start of the 2012 season. Already, it's been a busy few days for the team. They've welcomed new teammates to the club, said farewell to pitcher Tim Wakefield, and settled compensation negotiations with the Cubs for former Red Sox GM Theo Epstein.
And joining us now to fill us in on all this, as he does on Wednesday, is the host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
Good to see you. So let's start with the Theo Epstein story. The Red Sox allowed him to cut short his contract in October. He moved on to the Chicago Cubs. They couldn't agree on compensation for Epstein, however, until yesterday when they picked up a young pitcher from the Cubs. Who'd they get?
Chris Carpenter will be wearing Red Sox red this spring.
And what do we know about him?
That he can pitch and that Theo Epstein can't. Hence, so far, we would have to regard this transaction as a positive development for the Red Sox.
Well, so here's what I read about Chris Carpenter, that he can throw the ball at 95 miles an hour, but sometimes has trouble throwing strikes.
Well, Nolan Ryan used to have that problem.
Okay, so throwing strikes, not an essential ingredient for a good pitcher.
Eventually,
this is news to me.
Eventually, you have to learn how to do it. But Nolan Ryan, in his younger days, couldn't find the plate, and yet managed to craft a Hall of Fame career eventually. I'm not saying this kid is going to be Nolan Ryan,
but
obviously.
But we can always hope.
They're desperate for pitching.
Yeah.
And, hey, bring in somebody who gives you some shot at improving the pitching staff. That's a good thing.
So these compensation talks are really drawn out, and it even took help from the commissioner's office to reach a deal. Here's what Sox GM Ben Cherington had to say about the process yesterday.
I think it took this long because it was a unique circumstance, and we talk to teams all the time about trades, and it's players for players, and it's easier to assign value and figure out what's fair and what's not fair. And in this case, it was just tougher because it involved not just an executive but a friend.
It's a friend for a pitcher, Bill? Fair deal?
Does it scare anybody else that Ben Cherington sounds like Theo Epstein?
A little bit.
Has anybody ever seen those two people in the same room at the same time?
There may be something that we don't know. Well, Bill, okay, speaking of pitchers, let me ask you about Tim Wakefield, because the Sox are welcoming Chris Carpenter, as we just heard, but on Friday they said goodbye to the great knuckleballer Wakefield, who announced his retirement.
Well, you know, time passes for everybody, even middle-aged knuckleballers. And I suppose that the Red Sox decided that Wakefield had talked about maybe wanting to pitch one more season. Probably a good thing for everybody that he's leaving now. He was great fun. I enjoyed Tim.
200 wins, 17 seasons. Bill, you interviewed him last year. He told you a story about how he basically stumbled into becoming a knuckleball pitcher. Here's what he told you. Let's listen.
I used to throw it to teammates or friends, and they could never catch it. And
this is just playing catch.
This is just playing catch. And that's actually how I got recognized, is just playing catch. And, you know, it became my weapon. It became my source of survival, so to speak. You know, I was on my way out. I was going to be released, and my coach saw it in me, and it became what I needed to survive.
This brings to mind, was it Yogi Berra that said the best way to catch a knuckleball is walk back to the backstop and pick it up?
Pick it up after it stops rolling, exactly.
<That's right. laughs> So talk, though, a little bit about how we remember Tim Wakefield, his legacy, not just for the Red Sox, but for baseball, for knuckleballers.
Well, his legacy is longevity. And one thing that knuckleballers frequently can do is last for a long time, and Tim Wakefield certainly did that. He also had a great reputation for community activity, was always available when, you know, somebody from the Red Sox had to go visit a child or something like that. And the other thing that I loved about Wakefield and that I really will miss is he created the illusion when you watched him that you could do what he was doing.
Yeah.
He threw the ball so slowly
that
you thought you could throw it. And probably that you could hit it. And, of course, it was an illusion, but it was a very fun illusion to have for a fan.
Hmm. Bill, if we could just move on for one quick second to a big story that's gripping the college world, and that is what's happening with BU hockey, because Boston University is again dealing with another alleged case of sexual assault by one of its players. What's your take on the story there?
Well, certainly there is dismay throughout the BU hockey community, these two guys, neither of whom has faced trial yet, but both of whom have been accused of crimes. Rape is a felony. This isn't a story about hockey or sports. It's a story about a criminal act. There's a lot of people who say that there is a culture. I mean, you go through sort of the blogs and things, that there's a culture where these kids have been misbehaving on a much lesser level for some time. And, you know, one hopes that that BU and Jack Parker will be able to kind of clean house and set the team on the right path again.
And, of course, Coach Jack Parker, with a reputation of running a tight ship, let's hope he can do that.
That's it.
WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. You can hear him every Wednesday right here on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
Coming up, former U.S. Poet Laureate and Boston's own Robert Pinsky. His new project is Poem Jazz. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.